Texas faces a shortage of medical workers. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. It feels like a return to the bad old days of the pandemic. Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced earlier his Department of State Health Services is going to bring in medical workers from out of state to help hospitals fight the growing number of COVID hospitalizations there. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more from Austin.
Abbott's announcement comes as Texas hit a record low number of ICU beds available. In fact, dozens of hospitals in the state have just simply run out of ICU beds as COVID-19 surges faster than at any other time during the pandemic. Many physicians have commented that it's like nothing they've ever seen before. Hospital workers in many parts of Texas say they can't explain to someone who doesn't work in the industry just what they're up against right now. All the while, Governor Abbott has remained staunchly opposed to any new statewide restrictions on businesses, and he also won't let local governments and schools mandate masks or vaccines. The governor even recently declared that Texas is, quote, past the time of government mandates. In the announcement, the governor also asked hospitals to delay non-essential procedures. Texas's COVID-19 positivity rate over the weekend was 18.5%. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Just yesterday, a Texas county judge granted a temporary restraining order on Governor Abbott's policy banning mask mandates in the state. That clears the way for officials in some counties to require masks in public schools and municipal buildings for now. The U.S. Postal Service is thinking about surge pricing for the holidays. It is proposing surcharges for both retailers and regular customers. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has the details.
The extra fees would be tacked on to everything from orders companies like Amazon ships to customers to gifts you might personally box up and send to friends and family. Last year, the U.S. Postal Service applied extra holiday charges only to companies. It helped the agency take in a small profit during the fourth quarter of 2020. Surcharges would start in early October and would cost anywhere from 25 cents to $5, depending on package size and shipping distance, and would only apply to domestic shipping. The Postal Service says these rates are necessary to offset the rising cost of holiday deliveries and that they're in line with industry fees. FedEx and UPS have both added surcharges and upped base prices to deal with the increase in shipping during the pandemic. USPS expects this year's holiday demand to be as big as the surges seen in 2020 during COVID business restrictions. The proposal still needs approval by the Postal Regulatory Commission. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
A lot of airlines had to cut routes to save costs during the pandemic. Those routes are being rebuilt now or expanded. JetBlue, for example, will fly its first jet from JFK Airport in New York to London's Heathrow tonight. The BBC's Victoria Craig has more.
In the latest sign the travel industry is beginning its slow rebound from the pandemic, Heathrow Airport today said passenger numbers jumped 74% in July from a year ago. That's still down more than 80% from pre-pandemic levels, but the company says it's a sign consumer confidence is rising as more people are fully vaccinated and travel restrictions continue to ease. JetBlue is one of many airlines hoping to capitalize on this recovery, and the company's boss, Robin Hayes, says by adding this route to its offering, the airline wants to disrupt prices the same way it did when it began flying between New York and L.A.
We saw premium fares come down by over 50%. And 7 years later, they're still significantly down on where they were back in 2013 and 2014.
But history shows this is a difficult battle to wage. Before the pandemic, budget carrier Norwegian Air tried implementing a similar strategy for its transatlantic flights. It filed for bankruptcy protection in November. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.5%. S&P and NASDAQ futures are down in the 1-3% range. The Dow future is up 24 points. That's 0.1%. And the 10-year Treasury yield is at 1.369%. You know those rectangular shipping containers you see at ports or on boats? The U.S. is expected to import enough goods to fill 2.4 million of them in August, according to the National Retail Foundation. That would be a monthly record. But not only are supply chains under strain as businesses start bringing in goods for holiday shopping, there are just not enough of those containers So, where have they all gone? Myra Rocha has more on that.
David Lee's a partner at Genesis Resource Recycling and runs a paper mill in Sacramento, California. He's looking at giant piles of cardboard, paper, and plastic filling his company's yard.
It causes a natural hazard, fire hazards, and safety for the yards. But at the same time, I also have a huge risk in market fluctuation of goods.
Lee says it's been hard to load his recycling goods for export to China, and having them sit around means they could potentially lose value. Jessica Alvarenga is aware of the problem. She's with the Pacific Merchant Shipping Association in Long Beach.
We had our terminals full of containers, and so they couldn't unload them as fast as they could previously or as fast as they would have liked to.
She says when operations stopped in Asia at the start of the pandemic, there were a lot of what are called blank sailings. That's the shipping term for vessels that skip scheduled routes or ports. This created a bottleneck, says Seiji Steinmetz, an economist at California State University, Long Beach. He says containers got stuck in ports and inland railroads.
So there are plenty of containers in the world, but they just ended up piling up in the wrong places.
Container space also got more expensive. It now costs $1,500 to send a container to Asia from the U.S. That's 4 or 5 times as much as it was pre-pandemic. The overall effect of less U.S. exports has meant $21 billion in less revenue. Steinmetz predicts that the congestion will last until sometime in 2022. I am Myra Rocha for Marketplace.
And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.